systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, October 21st, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 261 of the Wednesday Night Show. How the fuck are you doing, SA?
As good as I possibly could be.
What's tomorrow?
Your birthday?
Absolutely. It's my fucking birthday.
That's
29
right.
Years I've been on this godforsaken planet. Kicking ass, taking names, burying bodies.
Right.
We used to bury them in the old days. Nowadays, we just burn them.
It's better.
A lot easier
it's
that way.
More efficient.
Yeah, we're all about efficiency.
Yeah.
Jack Tug says, 29, you look 45. I feel 83, so...
I thought you were 23 when I first met you.
Goddamn right. That's what I get a lot of. You're almost 30? Get out of here. I thought you were 19, and so did my daughter, and now you're going to jail. It's not my fault. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, type shit, I'll read it, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
Absolutely do. So, it is tomorrow. What did you give me for my birthday?
An ovary.
A whole ovary?
A whole ovary.
You shouldn't have.
I did.
Wow. Wow. I've never... No
I'm
one's
even
ever...
I'm going to get you the video of when it was attached.
That's love. No one's ever got
love.
Me a whole ovary before.
I'm giving you the whole thing.
I mean, I've gotten like bits and pieces of this and that, but it was mostly because they were on the rag.
You know what? It's kind of like I'm giving you my heart, but I can't actually take out my heart. So I'll just give you the whole ovary.
I don't want the heart. I'll take the ovary, though.
Yeah, I have to have the heart to live, you know, to pump my blood.
So are they going to do all sorts of, like, tests on it once they have it out and be like, holy shit?
Yeah, they're sending it away to a lab to find out exactly what caused that growth.
So there's going to be a few postmen from here to wherever it's going that will be transporting your ovary. That's kind of an awesome way to think of it.
Yep, it's pretty cool. But the doctor said that he might even try to save the ovary if the cyst... Because from the ultrasound, the cyst looks like it's inside of the ovary. It's not a cystic ovary where it's on the outside and just grows little cysts. No, it looks like what happened is when an ovary tries to ovulate, a fucking little egg thing is supposed to come down, go through the fallopian tubes, come out, whatever.
Right.
Well, it stayed in there and kept growing, is what it looks like. So it's inside the ovary.
Did you tell him, like, don't bother? We really seriously
don't
need it?
Yeah, I told him. I was like, he's like, well, I'm going to try and save the ovary. I'm like, why?
How about you don't?
I was like, well, from the ultrasounds, it shows it's inside the ovary. And he goes, well, if that's the case, then I will take the whole thing out. And I said, well, that's fine. And he goes, you don't have any qualms about not having any kids? And I'm like, nope.
Did you slip him $5 and be like, hey, this is for you. Take the whole fucking thing out. And hey, here's another $5. You take out the other one.
No kidding,
fuck
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Can you sell ovaries on the black market?
No.
Perhaps? No?
Actually, there's a place where you
can sell your ovaries. Can they do an ovary transplant, first of all?
I don't know.
Because if they can't do that, I don't see much of a need for a black market of them.
No, what they do is they harvest the eggs from the ovary. Because you don't make more eggs. You're born with as many eggs as you're ever going to have. That's why you have menopause, because you stop producing eggs.
Right.
So
I thought you guys had menopause because God really hates women.
No.
Is that really?
That's the period.
Oh, right. Okay.
Menopause
and
is
childbirth.
Like, thank you, Jesus. Right. But, no, you go through menopause because you don't actually have any more eggs to ovulate.
So is it not true, then, the worse a woman's menopause is that she has to go through, the more of a bitch she was up until that point? I was under the impression that, like, if you really had a really bad, wicked menopause, you were just a raging cunt in your life.
I have no idea.
I think... We should do a study. I'm curious.
I have no clue. But so actually, there's a place. I can't remember where exactly it
Craigslist?
Is, but they harvest ovaries and they use the eggs for men and women or whatever that don't have ovaries or whatever. People
right.
that had to have it all removed
test
because
tube.
Of something.
Test tube babies.
Right. It's a test tube baby. And you make a lot of fucking money off of an ovary.
Really?
It's like selling a testicle.
More than a kidney?
Well,
yeah. Wait. How much are we talking for a testicle? I got
like
two.
Like 20 grand.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, so, right. Yeah, really?
Really.
What am I doing with both of my nuts?
Actually, I think there's a place that will give you 80-some thousand if you have good enough, like,
that's Craigslist. Right.
It's not Craigslist.
Is it in Jordan?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I know that you have to be, like, super healthy and all this crazy shit to get the 80-some thousand, but you could sell a testicle for about 20 grand.
Red Fox says, I thought you didn't want only one. It was asymmetrical. Well, obviously, I would get my nudicles in. You know, a funny synchronicity. I was listening to the past week and a week and a half of Distorted View shows, because I always listen to those later, so we don't do the same stories. And
I just
not...
listened to one before.
Well, I finally today. Listened to his episode where he did the story that we did a couple nights ago about that chick that kicked that dude in the nuts really hard, and they had to pull out.
I didn't hear that one.
Well, it basically, we said the same exact thing as soon as we got to the part where it's like, the guy thought he could have his ball saved, but they had to remove it. And we both said the same exact thing about the nudicles. It was so
That's
funny.
So awesome.
I was listening to it today. I was like, fucking nudicles. And he said, nudicles. I was like, holy shit, Tim.
That's
stop
so great.
That. And that right there, that's why I can't listen to that show up to date, because if I would have heard that first, I would probably just scrap the whole story.
Yeah,
you know?
I've already listened to today's Distorted View show. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you tell me if any of these stories we do tonight are from it, and we'll just scrap them.
Okay.
No, we won't.
But, so yeah, I went to my pre-op today.
And how did that go?
I didn't know. I thought that they were just going to sit me down and talk to me and shit. No, they want to take my blood and do a bunch
of
fucking tests and all that shit.
Before all of this, the only thing I thought pre-op was for was transvestites, because of that one Family Guy episode where Quagmire's in the bar and he's like, whoa, transvestite! And he's like, pre-op or post-op? And she's like, pre-op. Whoa, transvestite! Like, ever since that's the only thing I've ever associated pre-op with is trannies.
Oh,
I just thought
God.
I'd share that with you.
You have to have a pre-op before any surgery.
Well, I've never had surgery,
well,
so I didn't know that.
I knew that you had to have a pre-op before every surgery, but
I thought it was a term for trannies. Yeah. It was like, are you pre-op or post-op? I didn't know there was like an actual thing.
No, but
I'm uneducated.
I guess so.
In the ways of that.
I was one of those Discovery Health geeks. Like, I loved it. I was all about watching the surgeries. But so I went in and they talked to me about a bunch of shit. And instead of two incisions, I get to have four. One in the belly button, one on each side, and one right above my pelvic bone. And the doctor told me I have a perfect abdomen, which is pretty nice.
Is that before or after he smacked you on the ass?
Before.
Nice.
Right. And so that's pretty cool.
Did he make everyone leave first? And he's like, okay, now, Dana,
no.
You have a sweet abdomen.
No, he just said that, it's perfect for this type of surgery.
Is that
like,
how
there will be really no scarring at all.
Is that how doctors hit on each other? They like roll up and they're like, nice tibias. Hey, it's a sexy abdomen.
Do you even know what that is?
Got, yeah, it's a bone in your leg or arm.
Oh my God.
Leg or arm.
Oh my God. Anyway. So yeah, they drew.
What is it?
It's in your leg.
Thank you. That was my first guess.
They drew a bunch of blood, and they took my height and my weight, and the doctor listened to my lungs and stuff. He almost didn't believe me that I was a smoker because I have awesome lungs.
Yeah.
I was like, I've been smoking for 9 years, dude. That just means I could keep on going. Thanks for the good news.
That also leads me further to believe that he was just BSing you, just hitting on you, and he's like, oh, and nice lungs. You're like, I've been smoking for 10 years.
Nine.
Oh, sorry.
But, so yeah, they did that, and they talked to me about a bunch of things. I thought I could wear plastics for my fucking nose rings. Nay.
I was pretty sure they weren't going to let you have any of those.
They're
piercings
worried
in.
About it falling in the back of my fucking throat or something, getting in my airway.
Right.
So I have to take all of them out. And the surgery is only going to be like an hour, hour and a half, maybe
yeah,
2 hours.
Your body's going to be so busy healing other things, it's not even going to think about closing up your piercing holes.
That'll be very nice.
Yeah.
I'm only worried about the two side ones because that's through cartilage. And as soon as cartilage like shrinks in the slightest and you put something back through it, it takes like another 2 months to fucking heal again.
Yeah.
That's a bitch. But I'm not really worried about it. I've had to do it a couple times.
Cyst removed or, you know, like...
Yeah, I know.
Which one's a little more important?
So, I mean, I talked to the doctor also. He said that normally with the videos and stuff, they only give you a partial of the video. It's only like 15 minutes long.
Did you tell
him, showing you.
Don't worry, we're bringing our own equipment.
I know. I asked him about that. He said, no.
You can't record in the room?
No.
It's because
it's
not
all the equipment.
It's because it's not sterile and stuff. I could see
it's
that.
It's the equipment. They don't want it interfering with their equipment.
Or that. Okay, that makes sense, yeah. I guess.
And but he said that he only gives, you know, partial parts of the video out to people. And I'm like, no, I want the whole thing. And so he had to take out a chart and shit and fucking write that note down. He's like, patient wants whole thing. And he's going to be super cool about it and try and turn up the audio on it so I can hear what they're saying.
Really?
In the operation. That's going to be
really
cool.
You know, then, if he, now that he said that, if you get all done with this and he's like, yeah, there's actually no audio, you're going to know that
they were making fun of me or some
because,
shit.
No, because halfway through, something slipped and somebody yelled, oh fuck. And then that's when they're like, all right, cut the audio.
Oh, my God, that would suck.
So just keep that in mind when you wake up and you're like, so where's the audio? And he's like, yeah, about that. I forgot, maybe?
Yeah.
Also,
no,
if you run around and hear a clinking sound in your... perfect abdomen. Those would be my car keys and probably my wedding ring. They'll work themselves out, though. Don't worry about it.
He was really cool about it, though, so he's going to give me the whole video and the audio if he can.
He said
audio is a little glitchy sometimes. He's like, he's going to try and work it out for me.
Well, right. They're not exactly...
They're not set up for audio, you know? But he says he's going to try and work it out for me because he knows I'm really interested. And I told him what I'm going to try and do with this, you know, make like kind of a before and after documentary.
Because if I was a doctor and someone came at me with, I'm going to record this whole thing, this and that, I want all this shit.
You'd be
like,
nervous about it,
I would
wouldn't
be
you?
Nervous that, are you trying to set me up for something? So you did explain to him, like, this isn't for me to F you the fuck over. This is
for other people who are going through the same thing, that when they Google, unlike myself, all I'm finding are these clips of chocolate cyst removals and stuff that just fucking...
What's a chocolate cyst?
That's an endometrioma.
Oh, okay.
Actually, wait. No, a chocolate cyst is where the egg actually grows inside the ovary and gets big, like I think mine is.
Oh,
and
I
an
see.
Endometrioma is basically the same thing, but it's endometriosis growing inside the ovary instead of an actual egg.
Right.
So I watched a bunch of chocolate cyst videos and all sorts of other shit, and it's... And it never gives you any, it doesn't show you the person that they're operating on. They don't actually talk to them. You don't get any insight from them, you know, their fears and whatnot from before the surgery and how everything happened and how they reacted to everything afterwards.
Jack Tug says, do you have any cookies and cream cysts?
No.
No?
No.
Orange sherbet?
No.
Just chocolate?
Right.
Vanilla?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
No. It's probably a chocolate cyst. That'd be kind of cool. But anyway, I don't know. It's going to be pretty cool. I told him about, you know, the whole documentary side of it and what I want to do. And he said that was a really good idea. He's like, because as soon as I said that I Googled the fucking surgery, he looked at me like, oh, shit. You know, like, why did you do that?
Like,
you're probably
scared
shitless now.
And I know all about, what's that called?
Endometriosis?
No, the guy that puts you under.
Anesthesiologist.
Right. I know all about anesthesiology, so I'll be watching your man. You better make sure he's on top of his shit.
He was like, you know, he's like, wow, you know, I'm surprised you even decided to go through with this after seeing all that. I'm like, you know.
Do you have a choice? Really?
Other people have seriously backed out of it because of what they saw.
Have they been that bad, though? Like, I don't know. Yours seems like it's pretty bad on the spectrum of I could probably live the rest of my life not getting it taken care of. Like, that's where mine is. Like, I could go the rest of my life and be fine. Yeah. And then you get to the other end, which is where you are. And
it's fucking me up and actually giving
it's
me
It's making you sick and shit, yeah.
So, and he was really cool about it. He's like, you know, that's a really good idea. I'm glad somebody's actually doing that and blah, blah, blah.
Did you tell him we're looking for sponsors?
No. I didn't tell him anything about the show.
If you need your cyst removed, go to Dr. Da-da-da.
No, I didn't talk about the show at all. So
he makes house calls.
I left that out.
And he's hot.
I'm not a talk show host. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. No, I didn't verbally slander you. Anyway, but he's really cool about it and stuff, and you know he's gonna do the best he can to get some video for me and the audio.
Well, that's cool. That's cool that he wasn't like, you should go get a second opinion. You're like, well, no, I trust it. No, you should right now go get a second opinion because I'm not treating you.
Yeah, he also said, you know, I asked him, I'm like, is this fairly common, you know, and blah, 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 and he's like, you know, it's fairly common. He's like, on Tuesday, he's like, I did two of them back to back, almost just like yours. And I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, they were a lot smaller and they were on the outside of the ovary, but
well, then that's
the
kind of not like
well, the
mine,
same kind
is
of removal technique,
right? Okay, the same laparoscopic,
yeah,
type,
same
shit.
Procedure and shit. And he says he has removed shit like mine before, so it's not going to be a really big deal at all. And that's really cool. And your mom. Because your mom went in with me for the pre-op.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's like, after the doctor left and after the nurse left or whatever, she's like, you know, those are some really good questions you asked. I'm like, well, I'm interested, you know. I have to know what's going on. She's like, every time I – and you know what? The nurse that was there, she's like, oh, Marianne, how are you doing? Like, knew her right off
really?
The bat. Boom. Like first name basis type thing. She's like, I've had so much stuff done here, you have no idea.
Oh, yeah, that is, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, a while ago, she had some surgeries done.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, every time I come in for a pre-op, I'm just like, you know what you're doing? They're like, yep. She's like, okay, whatever, bye. And that's it. And she's like, it's weird that you want to know all this stuff. I'm like, well, you know, if I know what I'm going into, it's easier for me because then I know what's going on. If I'm just knocked out and I wake up in a weird room, I'm going to be freaked the fuck out.
See, I just don't want to know. Just
you're just like your mom, dude.
Set
I have
me back
to know.
In my living room when I'm done and I'll wake up and I'll continue on with my life. That's all.
No, I have to know. It's a weird thing about me. And it, cause like I grew up and I loved all these medical things and stuff. And now something's actually happening to me. I'm fucking interested. I need to know. I want to know exactly what's going on. This is my fucking body for one. And I have this weird growth in it and it's going to get removed.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I want to see it. Fuck yeah. I want to know what you're going to do. Hell yeah. What's your name again? Okay, got it. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's a weird thing I have. It's, I guess that's my OCD, okay? Like, I need
to
know what's
going
on.
I the less I know, the better.
And, the
as
lady
long as
that-
I wake up and I still got my dick and balls, or my dick and a ball and a check for 80 grand, I'll be cool.
Or dick and some Chinese yin yang balls.
Or that. That cling, that cling, would be awesome. Cling, cling. Chinese yin yang balls.
So,
fuck yeah.
The lady that was going to draw my blood or whatever, she, I asked her, I was like, can I have the butterfly needle? And she's like, well, why? You know, and I showed her my vein and she's like, well, that's a pretty good vein. Why do you need a butterfly needle? You know? And I'm like, I don't know. In Florida, they drew my blood with a regular needle once. It hurt like hell ever since. And I've used a butterfly needle and it's been fine. And she showed me the needles. They're exactly the same, except for one's shorter. That's all it is. Like, the opening on the end of the needle, it's exactly the fucking same.
Well, right.
But you would figure that it would be smaller because a butterfly needle
no,
is meant for a child.
No, because it has to be a certain gauge to allow the blood to go through.
Right.
Blood is a lot thicker than just drawing water up, you
so,
know.
So, anyway, she was like, well, let me see your arm and stuff. And she ties me off and, like, she feels for my vein. And she's like, huh, I know exactly why you had trouble with the other needle. And I'm like, why? She's like, here, feel this. And she pokes at my vein with my finger. And she's like, you feel that? I'm like, yeah. She goes, that's your vein. I'm like, okay. And then she moves it just a hair over. And she's like, you feel that hard spot? I'm like, yeah, ow, what is that? And she's like, that's your tendon. The person must have poked through your vein and hit your tendon.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, oh, that's fucking lovely. And she's like, and because it is laying over your tendon, I will use the butterfly needle because it does need to be shorter because it is laying over that tendon. I'm like, is that normal? And she's like, you know, it's not that uncommon, but I don't see it very often.
Do they feel like you're attacking their skill when you ask them for that? Like, you can't use a normal needle. Bring on the butterfly needle, you fucking retard.
No, they're totally flattered about it. And you know what? I totally wasn't even going to mention this, but holy shit, it's so funny. I didn't even tell you about this yet. The lady, when she was getting out the needles to draw or to show me the difference between the two needles,
she pulled out a weed sack,
stabbed herself in the finger with the needle.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Oh my
blood
god,
just gushing out too.
Blood?
She's like, oh yeah, dude.
Did she get any on you?
No, she got on the floor.
Really?
Dead serious.
Like, check please.
I was like, whoa, you're bleeding. She's like, yeah, it's not a big deal. I don't know how many times I've been stabbed with this shit. She's like, it's not a big deal.
Wow.
She just cleans it up.
No, it's kind
up,
it's kind of a big deal because you're getting blood everywhere, and I don't know your blood. You don't know me.
Well, she didn't get any on me or anything. She just had a drop hit the floor, and then she cleaned it off with an alcohol swab thing, wrapped it up. It
was
fine. That's
funny.
I thought it was so funny.
What if that would have been a needle after it was in you, and you did have the HIV or the HEP, and she just poked herself with it? That's not
safe
practice.
Fuck her, whatever. But, you know, I looked at her, I'm like, and you're going to draw my blood. And she's like, yeah, it's okay. And I'm like, all right.
Good luck.
But it was really cool, though, because she showed me why that hurt before, because I didn't know that my vein was laying over some fucking crazy tight tendon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in my left arm, it never really bugs me at all, but nobody wants to use that because I have a tattoo over that fucking vein. And I always show them, I'm like, look, it's right underneath that fucking line right there. And they're like, oh, I still want to use the right arm. And I'm like, motherfuck, you know. And the left arm doesn't, because I'm right-handed, so that has
right.
It's stronger than the other, so the tendon's going to be tighter, and it's formed in a different type of way. My left arm, the tendon goes a different way than my right arm does, so it's nowhere even near that vein. But the right arm, because of the way I worked it out, because I'm right-handed or some shit, it grew and
it's
tight.
Too much finger blasting.
Right. It's really tight underneath my vein, so when they hit that, it hurt like a motherfucker, and I freaked out. So, and she used a butterfly needle, and everything was fine. It was just like,
well,
ow,
that's good.
Okay, you're done. Or, ow, pulled it out. Okay, we're done.
So a couple people were asking if we were having a show Friday, and I was like, yeah, why wouldn't we be?
This isn't the Big Mouse Podcast.
I don't know
if you know.
We don't get sick days from
shit. When we get sick, we still do the show. I think I threw up about 4 times in one episode once.
Yeah, you've puked a couple times during a couple shows.
I'm not a bitch. Sorry, Josh.
Ooh.
A little
rap battle, rap battle, rap battle.
I love that guy so much, but he is a pussy when it comes to being sick, and that's fine.
And
so,
also, if you guys wanted to download those tracks, I upload them both to thejamhole.com/diss. If you go in there, you'll see both MP3s, and I also put them on thejamhole.com/myspace, so you can listen to them on there. Mine called Podcast Idiot, and Josh's, I don't even know what his was called, Gin and Snooze or something.
Red Fox says Danny and Nikki should rap battle. Her rap would be like,
I don't even know.
Be like, I like unicorns and rainbows.
I'm gonna summon a unicorn to
flowers and
magically
sea monsters.
Destroy you.
So, sea monsters. How about that? Dude, that drove me nuts.
It was amusing.
Like, oh my god!
See
oh,
that
sea monsters.
He was demonstrating a classic comedy. Thing,
the callback thing.
Where if you do something in threes, it becomes funny the third time.
I kept laughing at it. It was okay.
Level,
they
but
just took what she said and then just kind of blew it out of proportions,
well,
which makes
right.
it hilarious. Because then she's not talking anymore, and I'm absolutely fine with that. So, and
so
then they go back to it and she say a little piece about it. Then they go into something totally different. Then they go back to it. She says a little bit
very
more about
amazing.
It. And then, yeah.
And that's why I enjoy that show. But so you will be all right, you'll be somewhat coherent Friday.
I can't guarantee that I won't be
drooling
high
all
as
over.
A motherfucker, but I will be here and ready to do the show.
All right.
As long as you put me in my chair and point me towards the mic, I'm good to
go. I'll push record this on Friday. It'll be fine.
Just, yeah, because I guarantee you I'm going to be fucked up, so I have no idea. The lady told me, she asked me, she goes, so have you had anything done before? And I'm like, yeah, I had a colonoscopy. And she's like, okay, and what did they have to do to get you to go out then? And I'm like, well,
a hammer upside the fucking head.
And they asked me what doctor I had and stuff. So they got my records from my Dr. Baharski or whatever from before. And it shows there that instead of 2 or 3 shots like the normal person to go out, I took 5.
That a girl.
They're like, we might have to give you some sedation before we even knock you out.
Yeah,
while
could
you're in
you
the waiting
that?
Room to fucking like, sedate you.
On my way there.
No, straight up, dude. They told me that if I'm feeling nervous or I'm really freaked out in the morning, to just walk up to the desk and tell them I'm here for surgery. I'm freaked out. Give me something to calm me down. And they'll come around and give me some Demerol or something. Which is really cool.
Fantastic. Please just dope her the fuck up.
It's, no, well, because I have a high tolerance of that kind of stuff. They, you know, even in the hospital when they gave me Dilaudid straight up, I mean, that didn't do shit besides make me kind of giggly. That was it.
Well, that will happen.
Yeah, so they got it on record that I have a really bad tolerance to painkillers and sedatives
right.
or whatever.
It just says in all caps, drug addict. Treat her good, boys.
But whatever, so I don't know.
You're going to be pissed when they knock you out and then take turns gangbanging that ass.
Not funny.
I've read stories.
Dude, not funny.
You can handle watching those procedures and shit, but then I make a joke about, like, them having you knocked out, finger banging your fucking butthole, and you're like, whoa, over the line, dude.
A little bit.
Over
dude,
the
my
line.
Asshole is so not, no. Just no. My asshole's not a happy thing.
Well, speaking about surgeries and stuff, did you hear, you know, in Jordan, in Egypt, not exactly the best economy. Probably could consider it third world still.
Okay.
People there, because they're so broke and so poor, they're having to resort to selling organs.
Nice.
To make money, right?
Wow. That's
why I was thinking about the whole how much
selling
for a
ball.
Nut. Yeah. But these aren't like nuts and shit. These are like kidneys and lungs and shit, you know?
Lungs?
Ali, of course, his name's Ali. A 30-year-old Jordanian father of three was without a job and desperate. Holla if you hear me.
Hello.
A friend convinced him that selling one of his kidneys could improve I'm sorry.
Could improve
you
his
need
what?
Better friends, broha. If that's not a friend.
Hey, dude, you should totally sell one of your kidneys. Oh, that's a good idea.
Thanks, friend.
Thanks,
did
dude.
He just so happen to know a guy?
I guess.
He convinced him that selling one of his kidneys could improve conditions for his family and also save someone's life. So, of course, this retard flew to Egypt earlier this year, had a kidney removed, and was paid $5,000.
That's it?
For a kidney?
Dude,
at least they paid him
5,
anything.
000.
He's lucky he didn't wake up in a fucking bathtub full of ice, dude.
Yeah.
These fools don't fuck around down there. You've been having a war since the beginning of time. Yeah, yeah. Let me go there and give you some organs. That sounds good. I'm sure
only
they were
5,000 for a kidney.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm sure they were real clean about their procedures too.
Oh yeah, it's probably some
quote,
desert sand in there.
I regret it with all my heart. Duh.
Please
no
give
shit?
Me the reasoning on why.
Well,
where should we start?
I don't know what I was thinking, Ali said. I got all $5,000 after I donated the kidney, but I did not see or know the person I gave my kidney to. Now I know I made a bad mistake out of ignorance. I don't have a job, and poverty and hard conditions blinded me to what I was doing. Not to mention my douchebag fucking friend who was like, do it, dude, do it.
Kidney.
Totally do it. And I want 2,000 of that $5,000 finder's fee, sucka. That's
oh
so awesome. That will. Do you think things will get that bad here to where people are
I don't think
resorting
that many
to that.
People are that dumb. I mean, I think
it has nothing to do with being dumb, though. You have kids to support. You're broke. Have no job. That's what you have to do. I guess people here resort to selling drugs before
yeah.
they would sell
drugs
organs.
Are a little easier to peddle than kidneys.
But yeah, I can kind of see that start to you know take place here. Maybe Muhammad 29 said he too. This is another guy, not to be confused with Ali.
Okay,
Muhammad. They have like four names over there, and everyone just picks one, right?
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali, Ababa.
Adurka Durka.
And that's it. Like, those are their names. Their children's book of names is like two pages. Ali was just one of dozens of cash-strapped people in Jordan who sold a kidney to brokers who prey on the poor. Then, are you guys hiring for a kidney broker?
I'll be that kidney broker.
Maybe look for a better job before you start selling your own shit, you know? Like, I would go and just start murdering fools. There's plenty of people there. It's not like you're going to run out, right? Or what I would do, check this out. I would go around and punch people in the kidneys, and then I'd leave them a card. And be like, hey, when that goes out, I'll hook it up. I know a guy. I got a good price on kidneys.
Oh, my
God. Good price. Muhammad 29 said he too was promised $5,000 for a kidney, but after the operation in late 08, he was given less than half of the money. Muhammad actually did wake up in a bathtub full of ice.
Did he? Does it say that?
No, but
awesome.
If they ripped him off, I mean, they're not, why would they even?
Isn't there any kind of like signed contract deal or anything or what?
This is Egypt, dude. There's no signed contract deal anything unless you're bartering goats for people's wives or daughters.
Oh my God.
Dowries is what it's called.
Oh, hey. Did you see my sweet surgery bracelet?
I did.
It's pretty cool. It's waterproof.
Is that to admit you into the room?
Yes, it is. It's waterproof because they're making me take a shower twice.
Of course.
Once tonight, once in the morning.
I couldn't do anything about it, he says. They told me to take it or leave it. And of course, this was after the kidney was removed.
That's fucked up, man.
They're like, well, we're going to take it, so you can either take it or leave it. We don't give a shit either way.
That's fucked up.
We got what we came here for. Well, make smarter decisions, dude. Don't be like, oh, God, I need this fucking kidney removed so I can feed my 20 fucking kids. Like, that's what's bound to happen, you know? That's kind of your bad in this.
No shit.
I couldn't do anything about it. They said take it or leave it. I still can't find a job. I'm still poor. And now all the money is gone. My life did not improve.
You think?
No shit. And now I only have one kidney.
Now I can't drink.
Right. No, that would be your liver. That's right. Your liver.
Got it.
Muhammad,
what the hell does your kidney do?
It filters
insulin,
out.
Right?
It's filtration. Kidney is filtration.
Yeah, it's your it's what produces insulin, right?
That would be your pancreas or your duodenum.
That's my squilly splooge.
Or that. It's behind the spleen.
It's behind the spleen.
Or on it in some cases.
Oh, my squilly splooge. That's so great.
Muhammad said he was deceived into thinking he would, quote, still have a normal life after the operation. If you're dumb enough, wrong answer, retard. If you're dumb enough to believe that you're going to be A-okay after one of your kidneys is removed, then
you got another thing coming, dude.
They should have took them both.
Yeah, no shit.
I've been feeling
You'll
exhausted.
Be fine.
Check this out. I've been feeling exhausted since my kidney was removed. I know I am not well, but I don't know what's wrong. I can't see a doctor because I hear police are looking out for people like me.
Oh, my God, dude.
You totally fucked yourself, dude. Completely.
Yep. He's going to die.
You can't go see a real doctor. Even if you could, you couldn't pay for it. So,
stupidity at its best.
My life has changed. I can't even sit and talk comfortably with my wife and children. They always look at me weird now because they know how dumb I am. Reliable data on organ trafficking are not available, but Jordanian officials insist the issue is not pressing. They're like, hey, don't worry about it.
I think the kidney's good.
That's their economy, dude.
I give you money.
Don't fuck with the Jordanian economy. You don't want them
How much you want for that kidney? I'd remove for you.
I'd
remove fast. You wake up in home.
Oh, fuck. That's so
awesome. You live
a
normal life. You'll be fine.
Organ trafficking is banned with penalties of up to 5 years in jail and a $28,000 fine. And Frankie says, yeah, it filters your blood. Thank you. In September 11th, Jordanians were extradited by Cairo and charged in Amman with trafficking in human organs, mainly kidneys, and selling them illegally in Egypt for up to much?
$8,000.
$30,000. No, they're paying fools $8,000. turning them for 30.
Oh, shit,
boom.
Dude.
You just more than doubled. You more than tripled your money.
I'd at least ask for $15,000 then. I'd be like, dude, I know how much you sell this shit for. Don't fucking lie to me.
I'd sell it myself. I'd sell it my damn
fuck
self.
Yeah, dude.
I sold weed. How much harder could sell
it?
How much harder is
doctor.
It to sell a kidney?
Just remove it yourself. You don't have to pay a fucking doctor.
It's not like you got to weigh it out and shit and put it in baggies. It's like, here, it's a kidney.
Take it
or leave it.
You want it?
Hey, right funny. Here. That's the same thing I told the guy I took it out of. other suspects are being interrogated and seven more on the run. In the tiny desert kingdom, official figure. Is that a kingdom?
No.
When I think of kingdom, I think of like the mushroom kingdom. Like all happy and green and lush and rich.
I think of like Henry VIII.
Not like desert, barren wasteland. That's what it should be. In the tiny desert wasteland, there we go, official figures suggest that 70% of the population of nearly 6 million people is under the age of 30, and that unemployment is at 14.3%. However, independent estimates put the jobless figure at 30%, more than double the official figure. See, they're lying on that shit. They're like, nah, we all have jobs.
Right.
This is, we're all sand counters for
right.
the government.
For the government.
The prince wants to know how many grains of sand there are in his kingdom. I mean, excuse me, his wasteland.
Right.
In 07, a year in which more than 80 cases of trafficking were uncovered, Jordan created a national commission to promote organ donation in a bid to end illegal trafficking and encourage people to donate their organs. Quote, traffickers work on commission, preying on poor people to convince them to sell their kidneys and then facilitating their travel to a third country for the operations. More than 800 people die every year in Jordan in road accidents. We should be encouraging the relatives of these victims to donate the organs of their loved ones. That way we can begin to reduce the demand. Do you think, though, that those people are going to go through legal avenues to acquire these kidneys?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't think so, no. Dude.
I don't think so at all.
I don't think there's anything legal about that whole place. Like, it's just a dump shithole desert. Then there's nothing good that comes out of it, except funny stories like this.
Yeah, pretty much. And pyramids. Pyramids
quote,
are cool.
Many don't... Right, that is cool.
Those are called the Sphinxes.
The Sphinxsters.
The Sphinxsters.
Many donors are drug addicts seeking an easy way to get money, he said. Wouldn't you think drug addicts would need their kidneys more than...
Yeah, because that filters blood, and you don't want to have a high content of whatever in your blood.
Right.
That's calling an easy OD right there.
This happens all over the world, not just in Jordan. Well, hold on, Jordan. We're going to focus on you first, okay?
Yeah.
It's a problem and a crime in Jordan, just like it's a problem and crime all over the world, he said. Materialism rules these days and everything is for sale, including human organs. And for some people, that means cha-ching profit. People sell their organs mostly because they're poor and jobless. They think it's my kidney and I can sell it.
That's my so baby, awesome. I do what I want with it.
The World Health Organization believes that organ trafficking is increasing, with brokers reportedly charging wealthy patients between $100,000 and $200,000 for a transplant. Fuck.
Jesus.
I'm in the
Christ.
Wrong business.
Fucking A, dude.
Donors, often impoverished and ill-educated, may receive as little as $1,000 for a kidney, although the going rate is more likely to be about $5,000. That sucks.
Why would you only accept $1,000 for a kidney?
I know. I'd be like, nah, dude. Go. I mean, granted, they'll find, you know, someone that will.
Yeah, that sucks.
But, yeah.
You can only buy so much coke with $1,000.
Yeah, no shit. Well,
I need at least 10,000.
I'm sure everyone's heard this by now, but I forgot to read it on Monday's show. But, you know, I get those Marijuana Policy Project alerts. This one's kind of cool. It says, ready for some great news?
Yeah, bring it on. I need some good news.
The Obama administration is directing federal prosecutors not to arrest medical marijuana patients and caregivers who are complying with state laws. On Monday, federal prosecutors as well as top officials at the FBI and DEA will reportedly be told that it isn't a good use of their time to arrest people who use or provide medical marijuana if they are complying with state law.
Right.
So that's pretty awesome because that's usually what the big hang up is. The federal law says it's cool, but or excuse me, the state law under Bush, the state law said it was cool if your state had medical marijuana. Not all of them do, but there's 13 states, I think, so far that had them. And but then under Bush's reign, like the federal government was like, no, it's not cool. So even though their state was like, yeah, it's fine, then the feds come in and they're like, it's fine for the state, but not for us. Federal overrules state. You're coming with us.
Then why would we even have it okayed in the state? That's so ridiculous.
It is. It's stupid to have two conflicting laws like that.
Very.
But now they're saying that Obama is like, if it's cool with the state and you're doing it legally, then it's cool with us. And
nice.
That's fine.
That's very nice.
And it is. It's such a waste of money and resources and all of that shit, dude. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It is. It's ridiculous. This is the most significant positive policy development on the federal level for medical marijuana since 1978. Under the Bush administration, the feds had continued to raid, arrest, and otherwise terrorize medical marijuana and their caregivers in the 13 states that have passed medical weed laws. The new policy is a major change. And, of course, MPP, this place where I get these from, was instrumental in obtaining a promise from President Obama during the presidential campaign that, if elected, he would halt these arrests. MPP was the only reform organization to testify on Capitol Hill, urging the issuance of the guidelines, and later was the only group to work with leaders in Congress to get a House committee to urge the administration to adopt the written guidelines. That is so fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Finally, like, some stoners that are actually doing some shit. They're like, yeah, we should legalize it. Yeah, we should. Tomorrow. These fools are like, we're going to do it now.
Right now.
Now, it's done.
Not now, but right now.
So, yeah, pretty fucking cool shit. I was
Yeah, and
really...
a president that actually followed through on his words, kind of cool.
Yeah, I know. That in itself is really,
really
cool.
Really fucking cool.
So, pretty happy
Promised
about that.
Promised it during campaigning and then actually came through with it. That's a first for me, I think.
Yeah, it is, actually. I mean, fuck. And it's funny that, like, still a lot of people, and I talked to, if you saw my Facebook or Twitter this morning, I think it was, or yesterday, there's some people I was talking to, and they were still on about how the birth certificate still hasn't been shown, and how Obama, like, signed a executive order sealing all of his personal records, like, and all this shit, and they still insist that, like, he's the Antichrist and shit. It's so funny listening to these people talk.
I don't care if he is or not. It's not a big deal to me.
Like Bush did a lot better, right? Come on.
As long as there's someone for me to take the aliens to and they're like, take me to your leader, I'm cool.
Like that dude,
the tall black guy. We're so racist.
So Madrid, Spain.
What's in there?
A 92-year-old. Arrested for what would a 92-year-old be arrested for?
Let me think.
Your favorite thing.
My favorite thing? Cocaine?
Smuggling.
Cocaine. Okay.
92. You're 92. Retire.
I can't
already.
Believe he hasn't had a heart attack yet.
I know.
Shit.
Madrid,
my
Spain.
Uncle had a heart attack off of cocaine in his 40s. Are you kidding me?
Wow. A 92-year-old woman with cocaine strapped to her body flew all the way from Brazil to Spain before police arrested her in a wheelchair at Madrid's airport.
With what strapped to her body? Say that again.
Cocaine.
It just strapped onto her.
Strapped the fuck on.
Nice. Just in packs? Just
92, dude. They found 4.3 kilos.
Well, it's like, put it
which
this
is
way.
Roughly 9.5 pounds of cocaine strapped to her legs and torso. 92. How are you
Check
walking carrying 9.5 pounds
she's
of
not,
anything?
She's in a wheelchair.
Oh, right. Thank you. Ah. I forgot about
but,
that.
But think about it this way.
Jack Tugg said sodomy. Almost.
Okay. Allegedly, I knew some people in Florida who would traffic green.
What's green?
Pot.
Thank you.
Marijuana. And they would bring it up from the Keys all the way up to Sarasota.
Right.
And they were an elderly couple.
Not, were they 92?
60s and 70s.
This is that's a
but
whole nother
check this out,
level,
though.
Dude.
They've been pulled over a few times while they were doing this, and they just let them go because they're an elderly couple.
That's
what is
so
an elderly
awesome.
Couple going to be doing? you know, with any kind of weed or anything. They dude, at one point in time, they had 18 garbage bags, like those big fucking garbage bags full of just buds.
That's so awesome to me that, like, not only are you 92 and you're still getting around, but you're trafficking coke from Brazil to
part
Spain.
Of my family.
That blows my fucking mind, dude. They also arrested, and like 9.5 pounds.
But it really works,
so
an old elderly person trafficking drugs, that really works.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, they don't expect an old crippled lady to
be trafficking
fucking drugs.
They do now.
And they don't, you know, they don't think to look in the back of a baby and see if it's cut the fuck open and has drugs shoved up its back.
Or
they
like
don't know that.
Strapped to a 92-year-old in, like Frankie said, in a hover round.
Right, no shit.
She also, there was a 44-year-old female that was with her who got arrested, and she tried to escape onto another plane. The two women, both from Uruguay, were arrested Friday after arriving in Madrid on a flight from Sao Paulo, Brazil. But officials did not release details about the case until this week after a judge had arraigned the two on drug trafficking charges.
What are they going to do? They're going to put him in jail?
I know. She's 92. She's like, fuck you, nigga.
I ain't got shit else to live for. I'll do this for my grandkids so he can get some money.
I know, dude. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm really sure she gives a fat flying fuck
about what they
what's happening. Yeah.
It's like, I can do some of this on the way here.
But I would just claim dementia. I'd be like, how did that get there?
I don't even know what's going on. Is this sugar?
She just rolled through the airport on her hover round, fell asleep, and some fools like strapped all this shit.
That'd be
and they're
so
like,
cool.
All right, the package is in route. Look for the 92-year-old on the hover round.
That looks obscenely overweight.
That looks like she has almost 10 pounds of coke strapped to her. That's so awesome.
I bet she looks like a life vest, you know, underneath her shirt and
totally.
Shit. That's so great.
That's so fucking awesome.
I love drug trafficking.
No, I love it when it's like this.
Yes.
The judge ordered the younger woman to prison, but sent the 92-year-old to a senior citizen's home in Madrid. That's so great. They just
don't put her in jail. They just put her in a fucking old folks'
same
home.
Same thing when you're old. I mean, you're not breaking out of either or.
That's
going to
be so cool when you get into the old folks' home or whatever. They're like, did your family put you here? No, I got caught drug trafficking.
Yeah, they're like, so what are you in for? Drug trafficking.
They're like, oh, I just can't hold my poop anymore. That's why I'm here. My family won't clean up after me anymore. She's like, yeah, I had, like, a bunch of shit strapped
to
my
chest. And I
would
have made it, too, if it wasn't for those pesky kids and that damn dog. Oh, that's so great.
I still think my favorite drug trafficking thing is cutting open the babies and putting it in
course,
there. That's my all-time fave.
Due to her advanced age, it's practically impossible that she would be tried or face jail time, said the Civil Guard spokeswoman. Civil Guards became suspicious when the younger woman repeatedly told the older woman, who had asked for an airport wheelchair in Madrid to traverse the terminal, that if they rushed, they would make their connecting flight to Spain's Canary Islands. So they thought that was weird. The
Why?
Civil Guards, who run customs controls at the airport, stopped the woman in the wheelchair. The younger woman immediately fled. See, that was, you should have just rolled with it, man. You totally, that's where you fucked up. She took off, and the old lady's like, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Spineless ass bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I bet, too, that old lady whooped her fucking ass
Probably.
When they got back together. And then attempted, she tried to book it for the airport terminal. But she was stuck in the satellite or second building of Terminal 4, which is connected to the main building and the street by an underground train. So she, you know, got
trapped
to the
herself.
Part where the train was. Train wasn't there yet. She was stuck. Police caught up with her before she left the terminal. The two would-be smugglers probably expected a cash payment and return flight tickets to Brazil from their drug trafficking contacts, the Civil Guard said. And that is it for that story. That is so fucking awesome.
It's a good story.
That happens. I'm really, really happy that 92-year-old women are fucking
drug trafficking.
And a bunch, dude. Almost 10 pounds.
That's so much. I wish I'd have found her. I'd have been like, I would never hit an old woman, but under these circumstances, whoops, you're done.
I know. That's so great.
I carted her around. Oh, she was tired.
Yeah.
She's very... I'm going to take her to the bathroom now. I have to change her Depends.
Well, as we were talking about tough times and people doing some fucked up shit, like selling their own kidneys, here's a story about attacking a woman to rip out her teeth because that's how broke we is.
Were they gold?
Yes.
Were they black?
Probably. I'm gonna take a guess and say probably yes.
Their last name Brown.
I don't know. 11 with blah, 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 11 worth woman says she was jumped by several people who forcibly removed a gold mouthpiece that had been cemented to her teeth.
Oh, fuck, dude.
The incident was reported Friday after the 37-year-old woman went to Cushing Hospital. The woman told police she was attacked after she left a bar at about 1:30 a.m. Quote, they came up, or she was on the street. She was approached by 5 to 6 women.
Damn.
Women thugs, dude. These bitches be thugging and shit.
You see that motherfucking mouthful go? Yeah, nigga. Saw I'm going to go grill. Get that shit. I got to feed my baby. Yeah, I know what y'all mean. I'm going to go feed that kid. I'm going to go
quote,
get them teeth.
They came up behind her in the alleyway and began hitting her and forced her into a car. The vehicle was driven away and the attackers continued to hit the woman. The suspects reportedly began working to remove the victim's 24-karat gold and diamond mouthpiece.
Well, they ended up strutting that shit.
They ended up breaking the woman's teeth as they were removing the object.
Yep.
Why does a 37-year-old woman have a fat gold and diamond encrusted grill?
Probably because her original teeth were fucked up and she wanted veneers. You
but
know?
Gold and diamonds, like, for reals, in this economy, you're lucky that's all they took. You could have ended up waking up in a bathtub full of ice.
Right, with some stitches on the sides.
And a bag of ice in your fucking mouth. Because right. You have no more teeth at all.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. That, like, that. Listen to those rap songs when they're like, if I catch you flossing and I see your grill, I'm going to fucking steal your shit. Black guy. That's how they roll, man.
That's fucked up.
I would not be walking around flashing smileys if I was rocking gold and diamond encrusted teeth. I would not. You cannot do that in this economy. You just can't.
That sucks. Could you imagine having your teeth just like ripped apart?
No.
That's so painful.
I bet.
Oh, my God.
Frankie Sino says, I saw a man on the bus with 100% gold teeth once. Should jack that fool. Was he ice grilling you? That's fucking
probably
crazy. So, you know how we're always talking about, moving on here, about those hoarders and houses of squalor.
Yes.
We got another one.
Oh, yay.
New Bedford, Massachusetts.
I'm so excited.
I love these stories, man. That, like, just to see how low people can get in their lives to where they surround themselves with all of this trash and still live there. Like, no, it's cool. We're still living here.
Yeah, it's fine. There's a kid underneath that pile somewhere.
Yeah, probably. Dead.
Yeah, most likely.
New Bedford police said a family was living in one of the worst cases of squalor they've ever seen. Listen to the jam hole. This isn't the worst. This actually is pretty bad, though.
I'm ready.
Investigators went to the house Tuesday for a report of cats that might be in tough shape, a.k.a. sad kittens.
Aw, fuck, you found a hoarder slash
a hoarder slash... Yes! This is my thesis!
What'd you do? Why'd you do
PCU,
this to me?
Hackman, and one, the other guy in one movie. God, I love that movie. Lieutenant Jeffrey Silva said that was an understatement. Quote, the stench was absolutely horrendous. We couldn't even go into it without putting on special hazardous
cats
material
equals
suits.
Ammonia.
Right, but right. It's not just dead sad kittens. Check this out. That's another thing I like about these hoarder stories. They always list, like, what was in there, like, what they found and shit. Either feces or trash or dead bodies or sad kittens or all that
shit. I remember
the
last one, they couldn't even find the dead body, but it was right by
the
door.
I know, they had to get the cadaver dogs,
yeah,
huh?
That's right.
Fuck yeah, I remember that shit.
Oh, that's so great.
So they had the hazmat suits. It's really like something out of the movies. We've never seen anything like this. Police were barely prepared for what they found. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
13 sad kittens. 2 of them dead. Super sad. And Floors covered in waste.
Of course.
Quote, "It's amazing that anybody or anything could live in there," he said. The house apparently did not have working toilets. No shit.
Were they pooping all over the floor?
Probably. A very bad situation, the cops said. Not only were there 11 cats alive that we had to take out of there, as well as two skeletal remains of sad cats. Sad kittens. Well, not kittens. They were cats. Okay. Sad cats. But three people were living in there. Three people living in that shit, in that disgust. You'd think at some point in time, one of those three people turned to the other one of those three people and was like,
maybe
we should
clean this place
up. We should clean up sometime. Yeah, like, it never crosses your mind that you live in a disgusting pile of disgust?
No.
Horrendous disgust. That's so crazy. Like, you're human beings still. You have something inside you that's like, this ain't right, you know? Do you smell that? Do you think, though, that you could, even though it is so horrible, do you think you could get used to that smell?
No.
To where you wouldn't notice it?
No.
Really? Because when I
every house I walk into, it's like, ugh!
Well, yeah, but it's new to you. If you lived in it, though, you would maybe be used to it.
You get sick.
Well, right, probably. But I'm just thinking,
being
like, when...
Being in a place, even with, like, three cats that hasn't had a fucking cat box change in a long time,
that
will make you sick.
It's nasty. But I'm saying, if you're one of those three people that's been living like that, you would get used to it. And
they probably have bad lungs, too.
The only reason I say that is because when I first started this job and I got that work truck that I drive, the dude that drove it before me had spilled a bottle of patchouli in, like, behind where the center console is.
Uh-huh.
And when I first got in there, it was fucking awful. But now I totally don't notice it. When I put on a jacket that's been sitting in the back, I'll smell it.
What's patchouli?
That disgusting hippie stench that they think covers up their body odor, but it does not.
I have no idea what that is.
It only makes it worse.
Oh, okay.
Red Fox says, skeletal remains? Matt, that's what happens when you don't do the dishes. And Frankie says, or maybe even, hey.
Didn't we have cats?
That's so awesome.
That's so great.
I love our listeners.
Very much.
Oh, let's see here. Very bad situation. Not only were there not working toilets, 11 cats alive they had to take out, skeletal remains, three people living there, a couple in their 50s and their adult son were living in a house that was in utter squalor. Human and animal feces 3 feet high.
Oh my God.
You're dumping on a pile of poo 3 feet high.
How are you even doing that anymore?
Well,
get a ladder
maybe
and poop off of it?
You're born into that, so your whole life you're like, that's normal. They go into a house that's normal to us and is like, holy shit, look at this mess.
No.
Why is there no shit? Hey, where's your pile of shit at? I gotta take a piss. What?
There's actually a toilet or a commode or whatever you want to call it.
Those things work? I thought they were just for show.
No.
That's
the
so
handle,
crazy.
You push that and shit goes down the hole.
A pile of shit 3 feet high. That's like it's up to our desk, say. That's so much shit.
You have to get, like, a little stepladder to, like, even get over to poop over
that's
it now.
That's so gross.
That's disgusting.
Well, I'm sure there were multiple piles of shit 3 feet high.
That's disgusting.
Police said they will charge the son with animal cruelty and neglect. How about charging the couple with...
neglect.
...being disgusting people? Is that a charge yet? Because it
I don't
fucking
know.
Should be. A man told NBC 10 that he was another son of the couple, but that he hadn't lived in the house in years. Quote, they couldn't take care of all of it, he said. Next door neighbor said the family was nice, but kept to themselves, as most hoarders tend to do.
Right.
It's a shame that people would actually live that way, the neighbor said. A few people that have come to my house have complained that there's an awful stench. Police said the house has been condemned. And that's what usually happens with these stories. It is such utter disgusting squalor that you can't fix it, you know? It's rotten.
Frank S. says, even if they showered every day, they'd still smell like ass.
Yeah, dude, that shit is in your skin. It gets in your clothes. It gets in your hair, dude. There's no coming back from that. I say flash fire the whole fucking house with them in it.
Yeah.
I mean, save the cats if you can. But even their fur is gonna stink. As for the cats, they were emaciated. Their fur was a mess. They were hungry. Aww. They were sad. Some were skittish. Some were Skittles. The cats that were removed alive were taken to various animal shelters. Some were sent to China to be cooked. Police said they removed 5 more cats on Wednesday. God, that's disgusting.
Well,
it's completely disgusting.
Can we be done with this story?
And that, yeah, that's it for that. But it just, it blows my mind that there's homeless people out there that live in better conditions than this couple and their son that had a house, you know? Like, you had a house and you filled it up with disgusting shit and you didn't take care of it. And
like, literally shit.
Literally.
Not even joking.
3
shit.
Feet high. That that blows my fucking mind.
So, do we have some voicemails tonight? We haven't played voicemails in a long time.
Well, I play them when we have them. It's not every episode we get them.
No, I was thinking we were so backed up. That.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. God, thank you so much for all of the voicemails.
Oh, my God. We're pathetic.
Can I tell you a story about a junkie real quick?
Oh, okay.
So this person, I'm not going to read the story or anything. I kind of read through it and I get the gist of it. This person used to be a paramedic, right? Melissa Ferris. She's 35.
Okay.
Former paramedic. She makes a prank call to the police station so the paramedics leave, right?
Right.
She tries, as the garage door's coming down, tries to sneak under it so she can break in and steal their drugs, gets trapped under the door as it's coming down,
nice.
And has to yell for help, calls 911 a second time to be like, help, I'm trapped under the door.
That's so awesome. And then gets busted for it.
Yeah, totally. All she could get out was, she said, medic, 4, help, door. The dispatcher asked where she was at, and she once again said, medic, 4. They didn't understand what she was saying or where she was. They knew was medic 4 was out on a call. The call that she had initially placed, right? So medic 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 was out on that call. Yeah. She's trapped under medic 4 door. That's so awesome, dude. That blows my mind. They said the incident indicated that Ferris couldn't sleep that night due to pain in her leg. Ferris' sister told police that Ferris was after prescription meds stored in the station. That's so awesome.
Yes,
if you get trapped under the door. Oh, and the reason she was fired from being a paramedic was that she failed a pee test. She had illegal medications that she took from her husband. Oh, snap.
Jesus,
and then she
Christ.
Failed her drug test, got fired, tried to break in, got trapped under the door.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You get the Idiot of the Week award so far. You're in the running. And then I really wanted to talk about this because it just goes to show you once again how silly places like India, like Jordan, people are doing that kind of shit, what we were right about earlier. In India, apparently, they're still burning witches. Like, did you know that we have witches?
Yeah, I did.
And if you live in India, it is not a very safe place for you.
No. Nope.
But not only are they burning them at the stake, 5 women paraded naked, beaten, and forced to eat human excrement by villagers after being branded as witches in India's Jharkhand state.
Yep.
Paraded around and beaten, like, in the 1600s.
And the officials never came to rescue them, right?
And you want us to take you seriously as a country?
They were widowed, right?
And your Muslim... you want us to take your religion seriously and your country seriously?
It's because they were widowed and, like, all reclusive and stuff.
Then leave them the fuck alone!
So
who
they
cares?
Thought they were, like, outcasts or some shit.
Correspondents say the abuse of women who are branded as witches is common, but rare footage of the incident has caused outrage. See, now that you have to actually look at it, now we're pissed. You know, it was fine as long as we didn't have to see it, but someone put a video out, and I'll link it in the show notes here. There is a video.
Sweet. I
and then
that.
People are like, whoa. This isn't as funny as what Monty Python portrayed burning witches to be. Holy shit. They've lodged a case against 11 villagers, including 6 women. 4 people have been arrested. On Sunday morning, the victims were taken to a playground where hundreds had assembled to watch the ghastly incident. At a playground, nonetheless. Good job, guys.
Good job.
Same playground where your kids play if
most
they,
likely.
If they could have toys there. It's actually just a big fucking litter
sand
box.
Pit.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. No one in the mob came forward to rescue the victims as they were being stripped and beaten up. Of course, the victims are now under police protection. Police say that people in Pagarahabne believe that certain women in their village are possessed by a holy spirit that can identify those who practice witchcraft. Is that the same Holy Spirit or different?
I don't know.
Was she speaking in tongues? Because that's a good indication that it's...
You already speak in tongues over there, dude. Come on.
Oh, right.
Right.
Sorry. Soon an unruly mob broke out into their huts, dragged them out, and started beating them up. Footage of the incident has been aired on television channels in India, prompting outrage. Hundreds of people, mostly women, have been killed in India because their neighbors thought they were witches.
Yep.
No, I said she was a huge bitch.
Oh. I get it now.
Our bad. See ya in the next life.
Hope you come back as a cow.
Yeah, right? Because then that's it, too. Because then we'll worship you.
Right?
That's fine. You believe in that dumb bullshit, but whoa, no witches. That's bad. What a fucking cool place to live. You're right. Have a seat at the UN. Our mistake. All right, well, yeah, let's wrap this motherfucker up here. We do have a couple voicemails I'd like to play. I believe these are from Josh. From,
of course they are.
From the Basement Boys.
All right.
All right.
This is Josh Childers from the Basement Boys podcast, or something of the sort. Well, I'm trying to make this sexy, but I don't think I can. Apologies. I kind of want to bring up a couple things. First off, I do want to say... when me and Ward first got in the car, and that morning, he had said that the jam hole is probably going to be talking about and or smoking weed.
Woo!
And he had asked politely that I or him will not take part of. So that being said, okay, that was one part of me not wanting to speak of the weed. But also, I love my mom to death, and she's under the belief that I do not smoke pot. And since she listens to our live show very often, that was the main reason why I did not bring that up on the live show. And for that, I am sorry. Next up, I'm honest. I don't lie. So why not let's just bring the whole fucking Rochelle story from the get-go. From the start. All right. Here we go. So anyways, being a man who likes to fuck women, you've kind of already got that idea. I mean,
right.
Matt, you're a dude. Danny, yep. You're a chick. I guess that doesn't really bring anything to the point, but you also like to fuck men. Who doesn't like to fuck?
Right.
So I get there. Whatever. I pick out the hottest girl there, and that's what I set my eyes on. I'm going to have sex with that girl that night. Right. And I did notice the whole braid thing. I did see that she was either A, leading him on, or B, he was very involved with her and wanted her to not be anywhere near me. Because he knew what I was doing. Well, anywho, Braden was the one that ended up dropping her off at the hotel after everything had happened. And I'm assuming she lied to him because, you know, in all honesty, she's lying about a whole bunch of shit. And whatever. It should be out in the open. This has gone way far enough. And whatever. So she comes there, fucking, she hangs out with me and Ward for a little while. And one thing leads to another. I get Ward to go to bed just so I could have sex with this. Whatever you want to call her, like, I don't know. I just wanted to fuck her. That's all I wanted to do. I had really no fucking care who she was, what she did. I know that sounds like an asshole move, but I'm fucking drunk. It's 3:30 in the morning. I just want to fuck. So we fucking walk around, talk, do all the bullshit that you have to do before you have sex with a chick. And then it fucking starts. I fucked her outside, I fucked her upstairs, fucked her downstairs underneath the stairs, fucked her in the hallway, fucking right in front of our door, fucked her on the bed right next to Ward, which didn't wake him up, which is kind of hilarious. And then walked right back outside, fucked again while we had a cigarette, then we came back inside, and she fucking grabbed the retard bar in my fucking bathroom, or my fucking bathtub while I fucked the shit out of her. It's what happened. I'm not lying. She can lie all the fuck she wants to. That's not my fucking deal. I'm trying to be an adult now, so I'm fucking being respectful and being an adult now because that's what you asked for. We fucked. I don't care what she says. She should be an adult about it. I know that she's only 19 or whatever, and that's no fucking excuse. We fucked. That's what happened. Okay, she's probably never going to talk to me again after this, but whatever. She did the whole thing where, you know, don't say my name. And she got really pissed off at me when I brought up the whole list that you, Matt, have about people you want to make miserable. She didn't ask me not to say anything, but I did anyways. Whatever. She said all that shit. She fucked me. I fucked her. That's your own fucking deal. Rochelle, quit lying. Quit fucking beating around the bush. Whatever. Anyways, hats off to the Jam Hole, Matt, Danny. Again, I did have a great time at your guys' show. Sorry that fucking any of this bullshit happened. Sorry that fucking Rochelle has to hide the fact that she fucked a guy. Jam Hole, love you guys. I'm gonna go drink some more alcohol. I love it.
Yeah.
Anyways, mwah, bye.
Mwah. Wow.
No reason to be sorry, Josh. You got laid at our show. That's great.
Fucking A, dude.
Fucking A. Fuck her. She's lying. I don't care. I believe you. You got your dick wet. That's great.
I do agree, though, that he will never have sex with her again after that.
Oh, fuck
and,
no, dude.
Or,
like he said, though, he's like, I didn't care. I picked out the hottest chick there. I was like, I'm going to have sex with her. And he did.
That
good
right,
for you.
That right there is a man who fully utilizes the powers of the
of
secret.
Alcohol.
And alcohol. And the secret. And then I think we got a little addendum here.
All right.
Hey, this is Josh Gant from the Basin Boys Douchecast. there was one thing that I wanted to leave, that I forgot to leave in. I'm here with my buddy Luke right now, and there was one night when we went out and got shitty or whatever, and she ended up calling me. And I was shit-faced, and my buddy Luke was a little bit more sober because he was driving. Well, I ended up just passing the phone, which Rochelle was on, to my buddy Luke. And Luke started saying, you know, blah, 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 whatever, this is who I am, fuck off. Do you want a DP? DP being double penetration. And she pulled the whole, like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. So I've got one more person here on my side about this fucking girl and her lying ways. Fuck that. Again, I'm sorry for lying about the weed smoking, whatever. Rochelle got fucked, and Rochelle either was just saying that to be funny or cool about the whole DP thing, but either way, on the trust train, she got fucked hard, and she wants DP, could be in a joking manner or a I'm-trying-to-be-cool manner, but seriously, Rochelle, you're never going to talk to me again, and that's fine, because I really just wanted this to be a one-night stand. I really had no, like, I don't know what the word is, but I never really wanted to talk to you again, and it kind of happened, so some way I feel bad, but I really don't. So, Jam Hole, thank you. It was awesome. Rochelle, man up, go pair of balls. This is Josh from the Zoltan Podcast signing out. Later.
Wow.
That was awesome. Thank you so much, Josh, for that.
We do throw a wicked party.
We do.
And if you would like to call in and leave a message when the show is not live, definitely do so. 406-204-4687 or Skype the Jam Hole.
All lowercase.
All one word, of course. Wow. I don't even know what to say about that.
That is so awesome. I really hope Rochelle listens to this. She got her tongue pierced, I saw.
And honestly, it wouldn't have gotten even to this if there wasn't two different conflicting
about it.
Stories. That was the whole thing.
He's saying you fucked her everywhere.
I know.
That's awesome.
And it was cold outside, bro. Oh, props to being able to maintain a hard-on out in this Montana
weather.
Well, you gotta
figure they're probably pretty warm, you know,
well,
alcohol
right.
involved.
That's
and
true.
And the rubbing and friction. So.
And that's props to him also for being even able to get a hard-on. He was drunk.
Yeah,
I would
dude.
Have not expected
he
him
was
to. I know. Well, fuck, man. There you have it.
Thank you, Josh, very much. All
right.
No need to
well,
be sorry.
Before we get out of here, I got a couple stories here. These two have a lot in common. People dying over dumb things. In the first one, a Vermont man stabbed his son with a corkscrew because the toilet was clogged.
Okay.
This guy's 53 years old, stabbed his son in the morning. They said,
motherfucker, I told you not to shit in the goddamn toilet like that again.
He stabbed his 19-year-old son in the stomach after an argument over a clogged toilet. Of course, the man was drinking. He is behind bars now. And the other one was a baby that got killed for touching daddy's cigarettes in Singapore. A 26-year-old dude, Durka, is accused of fatally beating his daughter, Nike, in January. Like, I know Nike probably provides the majority of the employment there in Singapore, but
come
do
on.
You have to name your daughter after the sweatshop? Like, that's silly.
It's probably Nikki or Nikki.
He beat his daughter in January ahead of her second birthday, causing her to die of a ruptured vein. If convicted, he could face death by hanging. The high court was told that Mr. Durka, who had just returned home with his wife with a present for Nike, went berserk after seeing the toddler had torn up and scattered his cigarettes. Times are tough, man. You fuck with daddy's cigarettes, you get
you're
the boot.
Smackdown.
You get the fucking... You get ruptured veins and
fucking
shit.
You get death.
Yeah. Mr. Durka has pleaded not guilty. This is my favorite part. His wife, Rosanna Mohammed Yusuf, 24, used a mannequin to show the court how Mr. Durka allegedly kicked and stomped on their daughter in the kitchen. The couple, who have two younger daughters, called for an ambulance when Nike started just not doing it. That was my joke. Started bleeding from the nose. No?
Oh, my God.
Her name's Nike. Come on.
I got it.
And a quote from the wife, I did not go into the kitchen to stop my husband, as I thought that was the way he wanted to discipline Nike.
Are you serious?
She could have stopped it, but she was like, oh, right, this is how you want to do it? Fine. I'm cool with that.
No.
As he's taking their two-year-old and busting
her. Her all over the wall.
I know,
shit,
dude.
Kicking her.
Blows my fucking mind. So, all right. I just wanted to share that with you. I know you enjoy stories of children getting their just desserts, if you will.
That's why I'm excited to have this ovary removed.
For fucking with your dad's cigarettes. That blows my... And it's not like he walked in and caught her trying to smoke it. Like, she had just tore him up because she's two. Don't leave your cigarettes out where your kid can get them.
Burger says at over $5 a pack, I'll kick some butt.
Fuck yeah, that is a good point, man.
Hey, dude.
I would have been pissed. This is the last bag of Bali in all of the country. You fucking bitch. That fucking sucks, man.
You get seated. You grow me, Bali.
That's right. And make an example for the other two little shitheads.
Bastards.
See this? This one hurts. That's what All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Another episode of the Jam Hole in the books.
261.
That's right. We will be back Friday for episode 262. Until then, I did a little site redesigning at thejamhole.com. We have a poll now. The poll right now is I'm curious personally to see how many people listen to just the live shows or just the podcast version or if you listen to both. So go to thejamhole.com. It's on the right-hand side in the menu where all our other shit's at. I also, some people brought it to my attention that the store at thejamhole.com/store once you go into the products part was a little hard to read because of the theme it was in. So I went through and I spent a few hours going through CSS designing and I fixed everything. So now it's nice and easy to read. Definitely go to thejamhole.com/250 and watch the trailer if you haven't already. Give us $5 for that download for the full motion picture. It's fucking awesome. We've had nothing but rave awesome reviews. So that's definitely good. Worth $5. Check it out.
So, tomorrow, because it is your birthday.
Happy birthday to me, motherfuckers.
You old
29.
Fart. And my surgery. I would much appreciate it if everybody went to info@thejamhole.com and wished him a happy birthday and wished me good luck.
Or just go buy stuff at thejamhole.com/store.
That too.
But, yeah.
I could be dead.
Jack
by tomorrow.
Jack Tug says, you guys better get to some fucking before the surgery. Can we fuck? Did they say no fucking?
About that.
What did they say?
They
let me down easy. That's cool, because honestly, I've been jerking off all day.
If we're going to do it, we should do it before I have to take this antibacterial shower.
Well, obviously. I don't want you stinking like a
hospital. I don't think
hospital.
I'm supposed to, per se. They didn't really say
It's not like I'm not fucking your belly button yet. You just wait when you come home and you're just.
All right. Thank you so much for watching the live show. And enjoy. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast version. Wish me good luck. Wish Matt happy birthday.
Good luck. Happy birthday.
I love you.
To me. We love you all. We'll see you guys
Friday. Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.